Mark chapter 6. The apostles gathered round Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus told them to make all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000.
Well, keep that passage open in front of you. Let's pray, shall we, as we ask God to help us understand what a wonderful story that is. Let's just pray for a moment. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you very much for the Bible, which tells us so much about your Son, our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we think of this incredible story, this amazing miracle which Jesus performed, teach us, challenge us, encourage us with a greater knowledge of Jesus, we pray. For we ask in his name. Amen. Amen. Well, let me offer just a few thoughts. We won't spend a great deal of time, but we do want to reflect this harvest time on God and his Son Jesus, and the way in which he provides for us. At harvest time, we thank God for all the lovely food that he gives us, and we remember just how much we have. But, well, that's quite different from the story as we find it at the beginning, isn't it? We start with a story, not about a big harvest, but about rumbling tummies, about people who are hungry and aren't quite sure where their food is going to come from. It's a famous story. I'm sure lots of you will have heard it before, about fish and bread, about tuna sandwiches. But as we think about it, I want you to see that this isn't really about tuna sandwiches at all. Something much bigger is going on. We're learning something about how God provides for people through Jesus. The story really begins way back in the Old Testament, in the part of the Bible that's written before Jesus comes to earth. Back in the Old Testament, there was a great leader of God's people at a time when they were walking through a desert. His name was Moses. He led the people out of slavery in Egypt, and he organized them, and this will be important later on, he helped to structure the people. He organized them into groups of 50s and hundreds. There was one particular incident when Moses walked through the desert, Jonah, and the people were incredibly hungry. Everybody was grumbling for food in this desert land. God is concerned for Moses and the people, and so he provides for them miraculously. He calls it bread from heaven. In fact, this is what God says. The Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you, manna and quail." And for 40 years, that's what kept the people going. As we think about that story, we can almost think about Moses in a very special role. Moses took care of God's people on behalf of God. It's a bit like Moses was a shepherd taking care of his flock, the sheep. In fact, as Moses became a really old man and the time in the desert drew near to an end, when Moses knew he was about to die, he prayed an incredible prayer to God. This is what he prayed. May the Lord appoint over this community to go out and come in before them a man, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. As Moses was nearing death, he prayed that God would provide a shepherd for the people who would be bigger and better than even Moses himself. Later on in the Old Testament, it's almost as if God hears and answers Moses' prayer. Because through a prophet, God says to his people, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, now listen to this, so I will look after my sheep. God says, look, Moses, I will provide a man who will take care of all my people. But the man is going to be, well, me, God says. I myself will look after my sheep. God promises to look after his people, not indirectly through Moses or someone like Moses, but directly himself. And so we pick up this fantastic story in Mark's gospel of Jesus feeding all these people. Time has gone on. Night is drawing in. Follow it with me, will you? Verse 35. Can you see that down in front of you if you've got a Bible? It's getting late. It's getting cold. It's getting dark. Verse 35. It was late in the day, so his disciples came to Jesus. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus answered, you give them something to eat. The disciples said to him, that would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to the crowd to eat? Well, the disciples are a bit worried, and it's a fair point, isn't it? 5,000 of them, we're told. I don't know if you are fans of Cambridge United, if you have a little local loyalty, maybe you have, but Cambridge United Stadium seats 5,000 people. 5,000 people to feed. Let's just for a moment pretend. Let's say £3 per person for a tuna sandwich lunch. That's £15,000 minimum. That's just for the guys. 5,000 men, we're told. There would have been ladies, wives, and their children as well. How on earth can Jesus' disciples get enough food for this huge crowd to eat? But Jesus does send them out to gather what they can. And in verse 38, we see what happens. Verse 38, how many loaves do you have, Jesus asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. In another account of this story, in John's Gospel, we're told that actually all of that food just came from one lad's lunchbox. His mum had packed him up his lunch before he set off that day. 5 little loaves and 2 fish. And that's all the food the disciples could find. And here comes the amazing part of the story. Jesus takes this lunchbox worth of food, and he does something quite incredible. With just that small boy's lunchbox, he feeds the 5,000 people. Verse 39, then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Do you notice that growing up? Isn't that interesting, the way Moses and Jesus organized? Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and he broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them. And here's the amazing verse, verse 42. They all ate and were satisfied. Moses, do you remember back in the Old Testament, he had to call out to God. He had to cry out to God when the people of God were hungry, ask that God would miraculously provide bread from heaven. But can you see where Jesus is different to Moses? Jesus just takes the loaf and the fish. He divides them up, and he keeps on dividing them up. He fills each disciple's basket so that they can shuttle to and fro around that stadium in Cambridge United, filling everybody's tummies. And by the time they've handed out the load and have come back to Jesus, he's got more to give them. It's amazing to think how long this must have gone on for. Hours to feed a crowd of that size. The basket sent out, the food passed around, everybody getting their fill, and still, Jesus is taking just this one boy's lunchbox, and still, the bread and the fish are enough to go on for the next group. But here's the key thing. Jesus isn't asking God to give them more bread for the people. Jesus is doing it himself. And so Jesus shows to the world that he is God, the one and only Son of the Father in heaven, who can provide for his people. You know, this is an amazing story. And this harvest time, as we think about the food that we've been given, perhaps even as we head home after the service and our tummies rumble and we think of what it's like to be hungry, it's good to think about this incredible story. But please remember, this is not just about tuna sandwiches. This is about the whole of life. Here is Jesus, the one and only Son of God, who provides all that God's people need, not just for life in this world, but for life in the world to come beyond death. Jesus is the one who provides. So will you do that for me? If your tummy rumbles before lunch today, or if your mum and dad are helping to take some of that food that we've collected to the Cambridge Food Bank, when you feel your tummy rumble, when you see the food at the front, will you think of the Lord Jesus Christ? And remember that he is, well, our shepherd, the Bible says. He provides for us all that we need, not just for this life, but in the life to come.